Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
When we obey God, He releases a special anointing upon our lives. The Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, the anointing breaks and destroys the yokes. So what that means is any type of yoke, if you understand, if you know what a yoke is, when they put a yoke on an ox or an animal, That is the thing that they use to, a lot of times, to put on their shoulders to plow farmland. So the enemy, he tries to put a spiritual yoke on you. The Bible says that the yoke of the Lord is easy and light, but the yoke of Satan is heavy and burdensome. It wears you down. So Satan, he tries to put a spiritual yoke on our lives, You ever felt real heavy and then you got prayer and all of a sudden after you got that powerful prayer, you felt light? That's because that spiritual yoke that Satan tried to put on you has been broken. And it can only be broken through the prophetic oil. It can only be broken through the anointing. The Bible says in Isaiah 10:27, the anointing breaks and destroys the yoke. So, amen. But first I want to tell you, I want you all to understand that there must be a doorway for the power of God or the anointing of God to come through. The power of God is the anointing of God, and the anointing of God is what keeps us free from the chains of the enemy. Now pay attention to this. There has to be a doorway. There are doorways that are created for the anointing to flow through. There are doorways for the anointing to flow through. You have to understand, even with the kingdom of darkness, there are also doorways that can be opened. And the doorways that are open concerning the kingdom of darkness are the doorways of disobedience. The Bible tells us that disobedience is rebellion, and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and witchcraft is sin. I want to say that one more time. I really want you to get this. That rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And of course, everyone, even those in the world, know that witchcraft is not of God. That's sin. So when we disobey, what happens is we open up spiritual doorways of sin for the enemy to come through to operate within our life. Understand this. Disobedience opens up a doorway that ushers in sin that creates blockage in our life. You see, you can be the most nicest person in the world, but if you are disobedient to God's word, his statutes, his guidelines, his regulations, whatever you want to term it, I don't care how nice you is, you are in rebellion. And that means you are operating in witchcraft. And that means you are operating in sin. You can be the most nicest person in the world, but if you're operating in rebellion, you're not obeying God's word, you're operating in sin. You're operating in witchcraft. Understand this. When you go witness to somebody or when somebody hears the word of God that's in the world, but the Bible says, harden not your heart. The day that you hear the Lord's voice, open up your heart, hearken unto his voice. So when the sinner man, when those that don't know God hear God's voice or hear the preach word, and that spirit, the Holy Spirit is tugging on them to come, and they don't, what is happening is they are now in rebellion, which means they are in witchcraft. This is a revelation. The world, those in the world that have heard the word of God and choose not to obey it, they operating in witchcraft. And witchcraft opens up doorways. It says doorways are opened up The Bible says, harden not your heart. The day that you hear the Lord's voice, hearken unto it. Otherwise, you open up doorways for sin. It's opening up doorways for sin. And many of us wonder why we don't receive the blessings from God constantly flowing within our life. And the reason that we don't receive it is because we've opened up a spiritual doorway for demons to come in and snatch our blessings, for demons to come in to stop the prophetic oil for flowing within our life. This is why some people receive a prophetic word, but that word never comes to pass. They quick to say, oh, he's a false prophet or she's a false prophet, but that's not the truth. That's not the truth a lot of times. As a matter of fact, a prophetic word that don't come to pass, that ain't even a basis of the foundation of a person being false or real anyway. A lot of people think they know the prophetic, but they really don't know the prophetic. That's not even the basis. That's just a prophet speaking presumptuously, and that word was in flesh instead of being from the Spirit of God. So that's not even a basis. That's just a sidebar. That's just a sidebar. But the basic foundation of number one, the basic foundation of the prophetic is a prophet speaking the oracles of God. That's what prophets do. Prophets prophesy. That's what they do. But when you are seasoned in the prophetic, you don't just give direction, because prophets foretell and forthtell. Foretell and forthtell, but you don't just give direction concerning the future or dib and dab or go back into somebody's past, but also that direction or those words coming from the mouth of God, those oracles carry a weight and a glory to it as well. That weight and glory is that prophetic oil that comes in and tangibly changes people's lives. That's why I can prophesy. Even right now, the glory of God is heavy on me. I can prophesy to someone, and in 24 hours, whatever you've been dealing with will be broken because the prophetic oil flows through, because the glory that's on the prophet's word. Amen?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
A lot of people don't receive a prophetic word, or it never comes to pass, because of their behavior. They are in rebellion. Rebellion to God and his word. Rebellion to God and his word.
Yes.
A lot of people receive a prophetic word, but it never comes to pass, because of their behavior. They're in rebellion. Rebellion to God and to God's word. And so it is with the prophetic anointing of God. Glory to God. There are certain doorways that access the prophetic oil. And those doorways are obedience and faith. What does these two key spiritual components, obedience and faith, do? Well, obedience brings forth a level of anointing in the prophetic that is called the friendship anointing. It's called the friendship anointing. What does those two key spiritual components of obedience and faith do? Well, obedience and faith, like I stated, it brings forth the anointing in the prophetic that is called the friendship anointing. The friendship anointing. The friendship anointing. John 15:14, it reads, "You are my friends if you do what I command." It reads, "You are my friends if you do what I command." That means if you are willing to sacrifice your greatest asset or your greatest love, then and only then will you become his friend. He told Father Abraham to what? To kill his seed, his son Isaac. It takes a certain amount of faith to move in obedience off of a word like that. If you hear real good, it takes a certain amount of faith to move off a word like that. If God tells you to sacrifice your greatest asset, for some of us it's our kids. For some of us it's our children. For some of us it's our jobs. It's our careers. For some of us it's our loved ones. For some of us it's our husband or our wife. If God told you to sacrifice your greatest asset, could you do it? Could you do it? You got to ask yourself that. Could you really do it? This is what ushers in the friendship anointing. Not being obedient to one or two words that God speaks, but having a lifestyle of obedience. And also within that lifestyle of obedience, you are willing to obey to the point of no return. Understand this. Abraham was willing to obey to the point of no return. Once he took that knife and put it in his son Isaac's body, that was it. It was over unless God brought him back to life. Are you willing to sacrifice and be obedient to the point of no return? It takes a certain amount of faith to move in obedience off a word like that. If you cannot move in that level of obedience and that level of faith, then you cannot move in the level of the friendship anointing. That level of faith requires a lifestyle of obedience. Now, that don't mean we won't make mistakes, because we'll make mistakes, but it requires consistency. I tell a lot of people that. It requires consistency. You want the prophetic oil to flow in your life and continue to trickle, continue to fall down. It takes consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So the enemy's been attacking that. Blessing blockers.
My God.
The anointing oil ain't flowing in their life because of that. Their mind is so under attack because they are in sin. They're in rebellion. They're in witchcraft. That stops the prophetic anointing. That stops the prophetic oil. There's a level of faith that requires a lifestyle of obedience. As I said, we all make mistakes, but it requires a consistent lifestyle of faith and obedience unto God. I am a friend of God, yeah. Not everybody friends of God. You obey God, but there's different levels. You got to be able to obey God on the level that Abraham obeyed God on. Am I willing to give up my career to follow God? That's true obedience. God told me to move somewhere. Am I going to follow God or I'm going to follow my own faith? Am I going to follow God or I think I'm following God. It takes a level of faith and obedience to move in the friendship anointing. And you just can't access that. He don't just give that to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes use the example, me and my wife, we didn't want to leave our 4-bedroom house. We didn't want to come. Always wanted to live in Florida. But we had family, we had a support system, but we gave up everything to come lead a people that said they believed in the vision that God had for us, that God gave us for their lives.
Amen.
So we sacrificed everything. I'm using myself
Amen.
As an example. You want to have the friendship anointing? We sacrificed everything. That was a true Abraham move.
Yes, it was. Amen.
We sacrifice everything. If you're not willing to give up everything to God, you can't have that level of anointing. A lot of people talk about it. A lot of people say it. But it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to live it.
Mm-hmm.
We packed up everything in a car, in a little small van, got 100-some thousand miles on it, and we said we're starting a new life and we're moving out here to do ministry. Already had a few families that did not want us to leave and wanted us to stay and plant and continue to plant the church in Chicago. Actually, there's some people that are like, why, I wish you would have stayed. But I knew what God showed me and what God was telling me. And then also I had people that was longing for us to be out here because we had life to present to them. So I put my emotions and my feelings on the back burner. And my wife did as well. She left her job.
Amen.
That's called moving in friendship. You just can't move in friendship. You just can't move in there thinking you're a friend of God. You're not a friend of God until you can act in obedience on that level. See, that's where revelation come in. In John 15:14 said, you are my friends if you do what I command. I know somebody had read that scripture and said, I'm a friend of God because I do what he commands. You can do what he commands, but if you're not willing to do what he commands on a certain level, you not his friend, and you're not moving in that anointing.
Amen.
So in order to receive the power of God, in order to receive that friendship anointing, so that the prophetic oil can keep on flowing and bursting out in your life like never before, you first got to have relationship with God. You got to have a relationship with God. True relationship. Hear me real good, people of God. True relationship, it only comes through obeying. True relationship only comes through obeying. Now, hear me real good. Not obeying one time. Not paying my tithes one time. Not committing to God on a certain level one time, but a lifestyle of consistency. It's a consistent pattern. When we obey God, not one time or not two times, but through a consistent pattern of obedience and faith, then he looses over our life what's called the friendship anointing. The friendship anointing carries a weight. And the friendship anointing carries weight and benefits, and with these benefits are the blessings of the Father God. And no matter what the enemy tries to throw at us, he cannot stop our blessings because now we are friends of God. Hear me real good.
Yeah.
When you move in the friendship anointing, no matter what he throws at you, he cannot stop your blessings from flowing. He cannot stop that prophetic oil from flowing in your life because you are a friend of God. God gonna take care of you. He gonna look out for his friends.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
James 2:3 reads, Abraham believed God. That's James 2:23. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. He was called God's friend. Once we obey, we receive the righteousness of God. What does the righteousness of God do? Well, Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, for they will be filled. There are two things that happens when we obey God on a consistent level like Abraham did. We become blessed and we become filled. We become filled with his benefits. I now have the benefit of joy and joy unspeakable. I now have the benefit of wealth unlimited. I now have the benefit of peace that surpasses all understanding. So even in the midst of a trial, I got peace of mind. My son just got murdered, but I got the benefit of God's everlasting peace. I got a bill that's due tomorrow. And if I don't pay that bill, they're going to take my car away. But I know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. He's given me a supernatural peace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because this anointing is prophetic in nature, it carries a glory upon it. Within the glory of God, there is acceleration. Everything speeds up. So that means my needs are not going to be met, but my needs are already established.
Ooh.
Because the prophetic oil has broken through within my life. With the prophetic oil, we birth out Jesus. We birth out Jesus. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Revelations, it says specifically in Revelation 19:10, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when we move according to the prophetic nature of God, we birth out the spirit of prophecy, which is more of Jesus within our life. So the prophetic oil, the primary thing that it does is it bursts out more of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand the second key to opening up doorways for the prophetic oil to flow within our lives is the key of faith. When we move within the keys of faith, the prophetic oil is loosed in our lives, and no matter what is thrown at us, it can never stop us, and that includes mountains. The Bible tells us in Matthew 17:20, it says, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. A mustard seed, if many of you all don't know, a mustard seed is very, very, very small. It says, if you have faith of a very, very, very small mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Mountains are a representation of blockage in our lives. Mountains are a representation of pain. Mountains are a representation of spiritual hindrance. Mountains are a representation of an unmovable force within our life. That no matter what we do, we just can't seem to move forward or past certain situations within our lives because it is always something blocking us. Mountains create blockage, and they are blessing stoppers. But when you begin to move within the vital key, the key of faith, a spiritual door is open. I'm literally like picture a door opening, but it's in the spirit. You can't touch it. It's not tangible. Picture that in your mind's eye. When you begin to move in the key of faith, a spiritual door is open and the prophetic oil begins to flow through.
Glory.
It begins to flow through.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak, whatever is trying to stop your flow of blessings must get out your way.
Hallelujah.
Because now you have the prophetic oil within your life. So in the Old Testament, the prophetic oil was created for the prophet, the priest, and the king. And if anyone would touch that oil, they would be destroyed. For God had guidelines upon that oil. But in the New Testament, give God his glory. In the New Testament, under the Spirit of grace and under the blood of Jesus, the prophetic oil is for whomever will.
Yes.
Amen.
Whomever has a longing, whoever has passion, a longing and a desire to do what's right for God, that prophetic oil is for you all. That prophetic oil is for your children. That prophetic oil is for our babies. That prophetic oil is for the next generation.
Yes, God.
Glory to God. The prophetic oil was released into King David's life. Acts 13:22 reads, after removing Saul, he made David their king. That's Acts 13:22. After removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, and he will do everything I want him to do. That goes back to obedience. That goes back to, are you willing to obey God on the level that Abraham did or on the level that King David did? That is what makes us a friend of God, and we begin to move into friendship anointing. And this is when the prophetic oil constantly flows in our life. 1 Samuel 16:13-15, it says, then Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. You see, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. Hear me real good. He said, Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Don't you know what we can do when God's Spirit get on our life?
Hallelujah.
His oil breaks forth like never before. His oil breaks forth like never before. What happened when the Spirit of God moved on Samson? He defeated the Philistines.
He
killed beasts. When you get that anointing, when you get that prophetic anointing, that prophetic oil on your life, nothing in your way can be stopped. Nothing can stop you from moving forward. You want to finish school? You want to finish college? You want to go back and finish school? You want to get you a trade? You got a birth wisdom in you through his prophetic oil. You won't even know where that wisdom came from.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Amen.
The prophetic oil is that serious. A lot of people, they stuck. They under a spirit of oppression and a spirit of depression, and they don't understand how that is. And I'm going to tell you something. If you ever notice this, a lot of times, people that's in a spirit of oppression, a spirit of depression, specifically oppression, it don't matter what they got. You can have big cars, big trucks, big houses. It don't matter. You never feel fulfilled.
All right.
A lot of people, they looking for, a lot of people looking for God to bless them financially and get breakthroughs, but God's saying you don't need no finances, really. What you need is more of my spirit, more of my prophetic oil. Because I can bless, because I can bless you with your, it's a lot of rich people that are so oppressed, they jumping off balconies. I could bless you. I could bless you with this. I could bless you with these things. But if you don't get my prophetic oil on your life, it don't matter.
All right.
It all goes back to the heart. Having a heart to do what God tells us to do at any cost because we love him. And then and only then will that prophetic oil be released because we love him. And then, only then will that prophetic oil be released into our lives like never before.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
The prophetic oil, you want that oil. And the reason that the oil is prophetic, it's prophetic in nature because God is speaking words in our lives even right now. The prophet don't even got to be speaking. The spirit is always speaking.
Amen.
God is speaking oil. He's speaking words in our life right now. And every time God opens his mouth, oil is released.
Glory.
And that oil, as the word of God says, that oil destroys yokes. It destroys bondages.
Yes.
You wonder why you can't never get ahead in your finances? It's because you need that oil to break that yoke. You need it to break that bondage. You need it, and it's prophetic in nature because when God releases his oil, your future is even going to be blessed.
Okay.
Your right now is going to be blessed, but your future as well is going to be blessed.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God wants to release his prophetic oil into your life, but it can only come through the keys of faith and the keys of obedience.
Yes.
And if you operate in disobedience, that is a sin of witchcraft. That is rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft. And that opens up another door for the kingdom of darkness to come in and stop our blessings. And stop our blessings. People of God, God is releasing his prophetic oil, and he's releasing it on anyone who wants it. He's releasing it on anyone who's saying, yes, Lord, I will obey you at any cost. Yes, Lord, my life don't belong to me, but it belongs to you. He's releasing it to anybody who will say, yes, Lord, I will.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I will.
Lord.
I will.
Lord.
He's releasing
it.
He's releasing it
yes,
to anyone who's saying, not my will, but your will be done.
But your will.
Your will.
He's releasing that prophetic oil on some families.
Hallelujah.
He's releasing that prophetic oil on your family.
Hallelujah.
But don't allow just a trickle. You know how sometimes when it rains and you see the raindrops just trickling down. Don't just allow just a few trickles to come. Allow the overflow to come. Allow the overflow to come.
Hallelujah.
I promise you. If you, I don't know, I'm going to tell you something, because me and Pastor April, we about to walk in the prophetic oil like never before.
Hallelujah.
God is about to bless. I keep telling y'all, a lot of people don't know this, but I keep telling y'all, God is about to dumbfound our enemies.
Lord. Hallelujah.
But that prophetic oil is only, if it started out twinkling, we get little blessings here and there, but God about to give the overflow of it. And it's only coming because of our obedience, the two keys, spiritual keys we walk in, and that's because of that obedience and faith. I'm trying to take some people with me. Some people already ain't going. I already see it. Some people ain't coming. They just can't come. I'll bless God for it. But I'm trying to take as many people with me as I can.
Hallelujah.
I want that prophetic oil to be birthed out on many families as possible.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
But you got to walk in those two vital keys, the key of obedience and the key of faith, for the prophetic oil to be released. The prophetic oil in the Old Testament was for the priest, the prophet, and the king. But in this day we live in, it's for anyone who will say, yes, Lord, God bless you, people of God. I hope that you learned something concerning God's prophetic oil being released into your life. You will move in the friendship anointing, and you will, and the prophetic oil will burst over your life. People will look at you, and that term that everybody likes to use, favor ain't fair, you will be really living in that favor ain't fair if you apply what God has spoke on to. God bless you. I love you guys. I turn it over into the hands of Pastor April. Say amen as she comes forth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you so much, Pastor Andrew, for that wonderful word. I receive it, and I am going to flow and walk in that oil of obedience. That's where your blessing comes from. So we hope that you took something from that, that you can apply it and even have that intimate conversation with God saying, Lord, here I am. I want that oil. Massage me in that oil, drench me in that oil, dip me, double dip me. I want to walk with your anointing. And I'm telling you, I have intimate conversations just like that with my Heavenly Father. So you do the same, and you'll see something change in your perspective, in your understanding, and in your belief, your faith in Him. We love you.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.